Welcome to Maseches Baba Kama, Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel, Chapter 6, Mishnah 3. The Mishnah begins, HaMagdish, a person who piles his wheat beside Sada Shel Chaver in his friend's field, Shalei Bershus, without asking the owner permission. V'achlasa Behemta Shabal HaSada, and the animal of the owner of the field ate that crop, or part of the crop, Pater. Then the owner of the field does not have to pay his Pater, because he could tell the fellow who piled the wheat, you had no permission to do this here. More than that, V'imhusko Behem, let's say the animal of the field, of the owner of the field, was damaged by it. It slipped or something like that. Bala gadish chaya, then the owner of the pile of wheat is liable because he had no permission to put it there. V'imhigdish bershus. But let's say he piled this wheat in his friend's property with permission, and the animal that his that the animal of the field, the owner of the field, eats it. Then bala sada chayiv, the owner of the field is liable to pay. Now, really, this should be dependent on a machlekes that we had previously between Rebbe and the Chachamim, that if someone gives you permission to put something in their field, does that mean that you assume responsibility? Yet, somehow, for some reason, here in the Mishnah, this is not a machlekes. And the Gemara explains that we're talking about a valley where all the different owners of fields would pile all their stuff, and they would have a shomer, they would have a special watchman that would take care. And since the shomer, the watchman, told this fellow that he can pile his wheat over there, so that's as if he said, you can pile wheat here and I will watch it. So then even Rebbe, who held previously that you have to explicitly say, I am a kabel shmir, I accept a responsibility to watch, he would agree over here in this situation that by the watchman telling you put it in here, it means put it in here and I'll watch it, and if something happens, he would be liable. Let's see Mishnah Dal, Mishnah 4. Hashileicha sabeira, someone that sends a fire, be al in the hands of a deaf mute, somebody who's not mentally competent, or of a child, putter, then the sender is not liable, bidine adam, by the laws of the court. Yet, if he wants to fulfill his obligation in heaven, and wants to make sure he has a clean slate, he should make sure that he pays. Says the Mishnah further, shilach biyak pikeach, if let's say a person sent a fire in the hands of a regular competent person, and something gets burnt, then the shliach, the messenger, the agent, who's fully cognizant and aware, is liable if something happens. Continues the Mishnah, one fellow brought the fire, and then another person brought wood afterwards. Then the one that brought the wood is liable, because without him there'd be no fire. One person brings a pile of wood, another person brings a fire, and the wood catches on fire and there's damage. So the second fellow, the one that brought the fire, he's liable, because without him there'd be no fire. Let's say another person came along and he bellowed on the fire, and therefore the flame went up. Then the one that did that is going to be liable, and the first two are going to be exempt. Let's say the wind ignited the flame, it blew it up, and therefore damaged. They're all not liable, and that's talking about where it's a ruach she'ena metzu, where it's an abnormal wind. But if it's a normal wind, then the last person that contributed is going to be the one that's going to be liable. Continues the Mishnah, somebody who sends a fire, and it burns wood, or it scorches stones like afar, it burns earth, then he has to pay. As the Pasuk says specifically, as it says in the Pasuk, if a fire goes out, and it finds thorns, it consumes a pile of wheat, a standing grain, or a field, then the fellow that lit the fire is responsible to pay. Continues the Mishnah, Avra Geter Shugavaya Arba'amas. Let's say a fellow made a fire in his property, and there was actually a fence there, and the fence was 4 amas tall, 7 feet or so tall. Aydera Harabim, where a fellow lit a fire, and there was a street, an empty street next to him, and it was able to somehow the fire extended and it spread over the full width of the Derech Harabim of the street, which usually is 16 amas, somewhere between 25 and 35 feet. Ay Nahar, or there was a river around it, and it somehow went over the river and burnt what that was on the other side. Putter, in all these situations, it's an einus, it's beyond his control, and he's not liable. Continues the Mishnah, Amadik Beseich Shalef, a person lights a fire in his own property, at Kama Tavar Adleka, how much distance does he have to leave between the fire and the edge of his property in order to be putter? So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, Reina Sekilu Ibam Tzaveis Kor. We view the fire as if it's in the middle of a base court, which is a large amount, approximately 75,000 square amos. And when the fire is in the center of that, If something happens and it goes further than that, so that's approximately 37 amas in each direction, he would not be liable. Rebbe Lazar Meshesh Esriam, Kederchus Sarab Meshet, Rebbe Lazar says all you need is 16 amas, just like a public road or public thoroughfare. Rabbi Kiva Amar Chamishim Amar. Rabbi Kiva says you have to have 50 amas to each direction to be potter, to be exempt. Rabbi Shimon says, Shalim Yishal Mamaver Saber, the Torah says the fellow that lit the fire should pay. Hakol of Yavdega, it depends on the height of the fire. It depends how intense it is and how big it is, that because in different situations, it spreads in different directions. So then even if in these situations it would go vastly further, past 50 amas, could be a person would be liable. Wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful rest of your week.